Red Deer's stately Macintosh House is getting spicier with live music and Latin American-style foods. The Sabor Latino restaurant has been operating out of the historic Ross Street residence since May. Lunchtime guests are served tortillas, empanadas, tacos, burritos, flatbreads, charcuterie, and other fare. Local musicians have been creating some live music events at the house. And from noon to 5 p.m. on every first Saturday of the month, a Latin food and artisan market sets up on the front lawn. It's all part of an evolution since the property was purchased by Ana Solorzano in 2016. The native Salvadoran, who was born in Mexico, is continuing to operate the Solorzano Spa at the house on 4631 50th Street. But a cafe and wine bar she started turned into a full-service restaurant and was getting too much for her to run on her own. Solorzano, therefore, brought in Sabor Latino chef William Siliezer to take over preparing the menu. Siliezer also runs a Sabor Latino, which translates to Latin flavor, catering service and food truck in the city. The restaurant at Macintosh House is open every day for breakfast and lunch. Solorzano said evening special events are mostly scheduled on Fridays through Sundays, but the restaurant can open any night if people make advanced reservations. The next scheduled musical event will be a performance by local folk roots musician Mike Sabo on August 23. Macintosh House also has a couple of private bookings for a small wedding and a 65th birthday party, are also planned for August, said Solorzano. The gabled brick house on Ross Street was built by Julius Macintosh, a Red Deer bricklayer, in 1906. Julius's grandfather Alan and great-grandfather John had helped develop the famous Macintosh apple in Ontario in 1811. More recently, Solorzano noted that Apple's Macintosh computers were named for this apple. The computers are even emblazoned with an Apple logo with a byte taken out, a tongue-in-cheek reference to gigabytes. She thinks it's pretty cool that Red Deer's Macintosh House is loosely linked to these influential inventions, even as the property continues to evolve as a place of business. I love this house, said Solorzano, who first moved to Red Deer in 1993. Her family had first emigrated to Grande Prairie from Mexico in 1990 but could find no employment there. At that time, the Central Alberta Latino community was very small. Now there are so many I don't know them all, added the business owner, who is pleased to add to Red Deer's diverse South and Central American food and cultural offerings. Someday, she even hopes this community can revive a Latino festival in the downtown.